you're up early. So you finally started taking my advice and started using your alarm clock? What? You didn't sleep. Wait, is that the assignment you were working on last night? Oh, jeez. Look, you really need to give yourself a break. No, I don't care. No, I wasn't even asking. You're taking this break. Huh? Yes, well, you see, the problem with that is, well, I'm a lot stronger than you. So, what's it gonna be? Are you gonna take a break, or am I gonna have to give you one? Smart choice. Now, come on. I want you to come sit next to me on your bed, okay? Yes, you heard me. You need to relax, and, well, I'm just the girl to help you do it. Now, sit here before I drag you over. Ah, there you go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Okay, well, let's just get your muscles a little relaxed, shall we? They have to be cramped after spending so long in that god-awful chair. Here, just lean into me a bit. Seems you finally realize that there's no point in trying to resist. Good. That'll make it a lot easier for me. I'm just going to slowly work down your back. And then we can work on your shoulders and arms, okay? Yeah, I'll make you feel really relaxed. Just leave it all to me, alright? Now, tell me just why are you working so hard? Even at the cost of your health, You're worried about your marks? Oh, I see. They're dropping and you're scared you'll fail? Well, I mean, you've never been at the top of the class, but you're not so bad that you're gonna fail. What's gotten into you so suddenly anyway? You never seemed that concerned until now. You weren't. Then what changed? Come on, you can tell me. There's no need to be shy. Just come on, out with it. What? You were worried that if you had to leave, you wouldn't be able to see me anymore? I mean, look, just because you aren't here directly with me for the rest of the course doesn't mean that we'd never see each other again. Why would you ever think something like that? Huh? Oh, no, come on now. I wouldn't think less of you just because you failed some dumb course you were doing just to get away from your family. Huh? Yes, I'm sure. Honestly, I wasn't expecting you to actually finish this at all. I'm honestly surprised you made it this far. Yes, I suppose it also means that you'd have to go back to the exact place you came here to escape from, but it's okay. No, I'm being serious. You don't have to worry about it. Here, I'll let you in on a little secret. I honestly didn't join this to really learn or get some qualification either. Yeah, really. Honestly, I only came here so I could meet new people and find new people to talk to. I guess it's just that, well, I'm a better actor than you. Hey, maybe, I don't know, maybe we could help each other out. What do I mean? Well, since we're both kind of doing the same thing, we could work together on it, you know? You ever heard of the saying that many hands make light work? Well, you have now, and you better get used to it because, well, it's going to be the only way we're gonna get through this. And then maybe once we get this course done and over with, we could, you know, figure something out. Oh, well, I mean, think about it. You don't want to go back to your family, and honestly, from what you've told me, I wouldn't want to either. And, well, I don't want to go back home alone. So maybe we can come up with something that allows us to solve both of those problems, you know? Huh? Yes, of course I'd be okay with that. I'm the one who suggested it after all. Huh? No, just making sure, huh? You really need to work on that confidence of yours. Well, you know, the only way to do that is to be thrown into something you're not familiar with. For example, being slowly laid down in a bed as a kitsune wraps you with her soft and fluffy tails so she can make sure you actually get some sleep. How does that sound? Oh, no. You're not getting out of this one. No. You're going to go to sleep, and you can worry about that pesky assignment when you wake up. Besides, you've done enough on it as it is, so I'm sure you'll be just fine. Oh, having a little bit of stubbornness, I see. Well, you aren't going to be able to just stay awake. I've already put a spell on you with my tails, so you will fall asleep soon enough. But until you do finally drift off, I just want you to listen. Listen to the soft, relaxing sound of my tails here as they glide gently across your face, your ears, and onto your body. Slowly clouding your thoughts and making you more and more drowsy. There you go. Just slowly close your eyes. There's nothing to think about. Nothing to worry about for now. Okay? There's nothing but me, the bat, and these fluffy tails of mine. Okay. Yes. That's it. Just let yourself give in to the sleep. Let yourself relax. It feels good. doesn't it? Of course it does. I know you love when I wrap you up in my tails. And truth be told, well, I like doing it too. So go on. Take a nap. It's okay. I'll be right here when you wake up. Yes, I promise. So go on. Sleep. Alright? Yes. Good night.